Well, it's not far away at all, and we're being able to tick off a few numbers of our athletes, aren't we? We're getting some good athletes on before the Rio Olympics start. Grant, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, thanks for coming on board, mate. You're all set?
Yeah, all set. Literally, just had my last weight session with the team and headed to the airport as we speak.
Oh, fantastic. It looks like you could have an Olympic village to actually move into, Grant, too. We chatted with our correspondent over there this morning, and of the 200 faults in your Olympic accommodation, I think it's down to single figures now.
Oh, fantastic. Now, Kitty Chiller, our chef de mission, has done a phenomenal job, and I'm sure by the time we get there, everyone will be all fine and everything will be squared away.
Now, it's an interesting one, mate. You're in the 3-metre synchro diving, so it's about teaming up with someone and getting it perfect.
Yeah, no, it is. It's a great event, the 3-metre synchro, 3-metre individual as well. It's just great to be involved in. I'm just so excited to represent Australia at the Olympics.
Well, you would be, mate. Now, you've done that before in a Commonwealth Games where I think you picked up a silver and also a bronze medal, but the Olympics is such a bigger pool.
Oh, I mean, of course, it's the pinnacle of our sport. It's, an amazing event. I'm just, as I said, just so excited and so fortunate that my family and friends are going to be over there as well. And obviously, you know, representing Australia at the Olympics after so many years of diving is just an absolute dream come true.
Where were you watching in London?
In College Station in Texas, actually. I was there on college sports scholarship and, just fortunate enough to watch it from over there, which was great.
So you wouldn't have heard the Australian commentary?
Unfortunately not, and it's always great to listen to. It's always great banter with the Aussie commentary, so definitely looking forward to watching the highlights and everything of our experience there as we speak.
Well, I was actually doing it, Grant. That's why I say that.
I'm sorry I missed it, but...
don't worry, he was wrapping himself.
I was hosting. I wasn't the expert, obviously. I had Michael Murphy there as the expert, but
Murph's a great bloke. That's awesome.
Yeah, he was wonderful to work with. But obviously, every time you take on the Chinese, they're very hard to beat. They're just so well drilled.
Yeah, they are. I mean, the Chinese are phenomenal athletes. Their diving team is always up there with the best or the best. And you know, we've also got the Russians to look after as well. They're very, very good divers. In our event, the current Olympic champion is Russian. So it's going to be a big ask from Australia. But I think that we are a young, sort of inexperienced team in terms of Olympics. But as a whole, we're a great team. So we're really looking forward to it.
We're chatting with Grant Nell, who's going to be diving for Australia in the 3-metre synchro. Grant, I'm going to have to ask you about Russia. It's gone back to each individual international sport, their governing body, to work out whether the Russian competitors should be there or not. Do you have a personal point of view?
No, not really. I mean, they do what they have to do. You know, I'm just there to compete and represent Australia, and the competitors that are there. You know, at the end of the day, I'm competing against myself, and I hope to come away with a great result for Australia.
And Grant, tell us about this back. Is it still a problem for you?
No, well, I mean, I've been very lucky with the support and help of the South Australian Institute of Sport and the South Australian Leisure and Aquatic Centre. They've just been able to help me with the recovery. It was pretty interesting when it first happened and pretty scary, to be honest. But the injury itself is perfect. I mean, in great physical condition. Really looking forward to competing. And my coach Michelle and myself have been working really hard. We're really looking forward to it.
I don't want to over-dramatise or bring up bad memories, Grant, but did they tell you might not ever be able to dive again, or walk again, let alone dive again?
Yeah, they said if it keeps going the way it's going, then I'll be stuck in a wheelchair for the rest of my life. Because I really want to have kids in a few years with my fiance, soon-to-be wife. And, my dream is to be active with my kids just like my father or my parents were with me. And that was a big sort of, I had to take a step back and see if this was something I really wanted to do. And we made sure we progressed really slowly, got the core strength back on top of the core strength. And because of that and the help with Tim Bass, my physio, it just worked out really, really well. And I said the support that I've had has just been, absolutely paramount to where I am today.
And final one from me, Grant, the actual Australian squad of divers. What are our prospects, do you think?
Oh, I mean, I think we've got a fantastic team. You know, we've got Melissa Wu. She's got a, this is her third Olympic Games.
Yeah.
Brittany Broben representing Australia, coming off a silver medal in London. Annabelle Smith and Madison Keeney, both phenomenal 3-metre women's divers. And then we've got two young contenders on the men's 10-metre, Dominic Bedgood and James Connor. Both, you know, really great, really strong, really solid competitors. And then the new entrant into the Aussie team, Kevin Chavez, who was originally from Mexico, will be diving with me on the 3-metre. And, yeah, we're really looking forward to it. It's a great, strong but young team.
Right, and just final one from me, mate. You're 28, so it's not like you're a child prodigy. It's been a long time coming, this, so congratulations.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm known as the grandpa on the team, which I'm quite happy to take on board. You know, been to, you know, as you said, 2 Commonwealth Games, been to 5 World Championships, 5 World Cups, so I've definitely been around. But, no, to be able to go to the Olympics and represent Australia is an absolute life dream, and I'm just so glad that my family and you know, I can share it with everyone there on the TV watching back at home.
It's awesome, Grant. We can hear the excitement in your voice, mate. Go and perform well.
I really appreciate it, and thanks for having me on the program this morning, guys. And I will be updating stuff on my Instagram account. So
well done,
GrantNell88. So please, yeah, follow on board.
Good on you, Grant. We appreciate it, GrantNell.
Thanks, guys.
GrantNell88.
That's it.
Good on you. Well done, Grant. 28.
Nice, yeah, awesome.
Won't be the same, mate.
No, it'll just be lacking.
Won't be the same, but I'll watch anyway.
Lacking a little bit.